Worried You're Not All Over Each Other All the Time by Alison Moyer Smith of Emotionally Engaged. For every bride who worries about her relationship because you're no longer in the stay in bed all weekend and order in Chinese food stage, this op-ed by psychology professor Sonia Lyubomirsky in the New York Times entitled New Love, A Short Shelf Life is perfect. Quote, if we obsessed endlessly about our partners and had sex with them multiple times a day, every day, we'd not be very productive at work or attentive to our children or friends or our health. To quote a line from the 2004 film Before Sunset about two former lovers who chanced to meet again after a decade, if passion did not fade, quote, we would end up doing nothing at all with our lives. Indeed, if the condition of being in love has a lot in common with the state of addiction and narcissism, if unabated, it will eventually exact a toll. So, if you and your fiancé are actually able to take your hands off each other and function in the world as professionals, partners, family members, and friends, you're in good company. Lyubomirsky defines the differences between passionate love and compassionate love. Passionate love and compassionate love, a valuable and important distinction for every long-term or about to be long-term couple to keep in mind. There's nothing wrong if you're not spending the entire weekends in bed together anymore. Hopefully, you did that when you were falling in love with each other. And sadly, you only get to fall in love for the first time with your fiancé once. Right now, however, you're probably getting big hits of passionate love for him as you plan your wedding, have special weekends away, take vacations, dream of your honeymoon, and plan for your futures together. As Lyubomirsky explains, women seek new experience, and planning a wedding sure is one, isn't it? And get a greater hit of happiness from novelty than our guys do. It's rich, rich stuff, rich way of thinking, and so applicable to your life as a bride. Sonia Lyubomirsky's book, The Myth of Happiness, quote, colon, what should make you happy but doesn't, what shouldn't make you happy but does. Go check it out.